Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Rabb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Trillo moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rabb scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Davis steals second. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Trillo moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Baker scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabb takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Say reaches second base with a double. Moreland moves to third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moreland scores. Say moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Steve Trout. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rick Rochelle now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball towards center. Gladden catches it and throws to second to double up Sandberg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Krukow reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krukow moves to third. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Krukow. The throw to Rochelle covering the plate. The slide. Krukow is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Say takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Davis and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly moves to second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krukow strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 4 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. George Frazier now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 7-3, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trillo scores. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brenly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-3, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier juggles the ball. That's an error on Frazier. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danron pinch hits for George Frazier. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-5, Giants. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.